Hey, Tori. Do you guys have any updates on what Bum has been up to? Has he started playing catch again?
He is still in the treatment phase with an eye on getting some light catch. Feeling better, very encouraged by that. So while we're at it, I can go ahead and run down the rest of them. Widener is continuing to get treatment, got his throwing program out to 90 feet. Pretty excited about that. I think we have an eye on him throwing a bullpen at the next steps. Zach Gallen threw a 32 pitch simulated game yesterday, all pitches. Spoke to Zach yesterday, said he felt very, very good. Looks like he'll throw the Wednesday or Thursday with the sim game. With an eye on a sim game this weekend, but real encouraged by that news. And then Cole Calhoun has taken some steps forward. It's all been fairly normal. We thought this would be the turning point. This would be about the time when he would start to feel better, and we'll jump up into the next level. Hopefully, ramping up his throwing, running, and hitting progression.
Thanks. Sorry about that, Patrick. Tori, I was wondering if you could revisit something you were talking about on the radio today about sometimes maybe having to back off a little bit on your approach, some of those subtle things you'd like to see. I thought it was an interesting conversation. Yeah, if you could go back to that.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about hitting fundamentals, there's a whole bunch of different thoughts. It's not just the swing mechanics and the fundamental of your swing. It's about, you know, understanding what your approach is and what's going to be happening day by day, pitch by pitch. And you know, certain guys will get pitched a certain way, and we can identify that, see that, and pass along that information to them. But I just want our guys to be students of the game when they step into the box and understand what the at-bat is asking for and knowing how they're going to get pitched. And if they're going to hit away, they got to look away. If they're going to hit in, they got to look in. And, you know, making sure that their approach and their mindset is spot on. Without pulling off of a ball that we've taken the right set up to the plate, but at the last minute, we aren't stubborn all the way through that bat to make a mechanical adjustment that can be disguised as an approach mistake. So, or vice versa. So it's really complicated. And that's the art of hitting. And I think those are the challenges that we are facing today, that when we do our job and are stubborn to the pitch that we're looking for and have a mindset as to what we want to get to, we have control of that. So we're going to continue to have those conversations. I have my office one-on-one group. We'll get together with the hitting coaches and we'll continue to.
Lost Tori's audio, and we've had a lot of static the whole time.
Sorry, Rev.
Yeah. Everything good?
Okay, better. Thank you.
I may not be able to fix the audio issues until after the fourth session. I have to call the EVs. The right now, my host cable, I haven't figured out.
So I'll get a little closer to the microphone. I don't know if that's going to make a difference. Hopefully it does, but it's ongoing, the conversations and the teachings. That'll never stop here until, we'll never stop here. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to put these guys in the right spot.
Jack Summers?
Two questions. Real quick, Tori, regarding approach, I was noticing that the Diamondbacks are last in the league in swinging at first pitch strikes in the heart of the zone. They're just right at the bottom of the table. They take them, and also highest percentage of called strikes against on first pitch strikes in the heart of the zone. So when you're talking about approach, do you think that maybe getting a little bit more aggressive is something that, at least for some of the players, needs to be looked at? Second question before you get to that, yeah, just real quick, is Nick Ahmed okay? He's out of the lineup today.
Yeah, Nikki's fine. You know, I just want to combo a couple days for these guys that have been playing every single day. And you know, there's a method to it of giving them an off day here and there. You know, I've explained to you guys a few times that I want to get that overall games played down into a certain area. And it's up to me to find the best days for that. So combining it with an off day yesterday, it just made a lot of sense. But he'll make a, you know, he'll get back in the lineup and start making a push until his next off day. As far as the 0-0 pitch, you know, we want to approach it like it's a 3-0 pitch. If you're going to swing at it, or a 2-0 pitch, if you're going to swing at it, you're going to do some damage on it. So, you know, we don't necessarily love first pitch outs, but we'll settle for first pitch outs if the ball is squared up and we've done our job. So we've laid that out there for these guys. They don't have they're not handcuffed to take the first pitch. We open that up to them. We just explain the importance to them of, you know, seeing pitches. The more pitches you see, the better you're going to be towards the end of that at bat or the future at bats. But by no means would we ever tell somebody to take. And I don't want it to seem that way. I just think we do a really nice job of patiently walking through some of our at bats to create some traffic and create some, you know, create some deeper at bats.
Okay. Well, just to make sure it was clear though, I mean, those are heart of zone pitches. Those are the shoebox pitches right in the middle of the zone that they're taking more of than anybody else and getting called strikes on.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And like I said, they're free to swing at them at any time that they want to.
Okay.
Tori, just to follow up on that. So we should maybe expect a couple other of your regulars or one or more of your regulars to be off tomorrow to double up with the Thursday off day. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, at times I'll try to do that, but no, I'm not saying that's going to be the norm for everybody at all times. I think I'm sprinkling in off days for certain guys at certain times. Just with Nikki, who is such an important part of our infield. And you know, he had the history of the knee problem in spring training. I don't want to revisit that at all. So I need to get out in front of that. And I've explained that to him. So getting that games played, overall games played into a certain range is a high priority for me when it comes to Nick. But yeah, don't read into it with any other guys. I think we've got to manage every guy's off days independently of one another. You know, for example, Christian Walker's missed a substantial amount of time. So it's getting him a blow and getting him off of his feet so he doesn't take any steps backwards, but doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to line it up with another off day.
Okay. And then I'd also wanted to ask about Peralta. Not sure if we've talked a ton about him lately, just what you've been seeing from him at the plate. I know the guys on the broadcast, I feel like maybe I heard on the radio side, we're talking about, it almost looks like he's just trying to make contact a little bit more than trying to drive the ball. I'm curious if you're seeing similar things.
Yeah, look, it's been a grinding couple weeks for David, and he knows that, we know that, and he's working as hard as anybody we have to get out of that little rut that he's in. And that's the most important thing to me is, you know, what is he doing day by day, the work that he's putting in, the coaching that he's accepting, and he's doing his absolute best, and the results haven't been there, and that's why this game can be so frustrating from time to time. You know, look, I think there's a couple of things that usually bog down on with anybody, and I think David is, he's not immune to those things. You know, it's getting on time, it's, you know, seeing pitches that are landing in the right spot and not fouling them off and squaring up the balls that you're supposed to. I think the very hittable pitches that David typically spoils us with have not been put in play the way that he normally has. So he's working hard at, you know, getting everything down on time to see that ball and put the barrel on it. He's got a knack for finding the barrel. It just hasn't been as consistent as we've seen it in the past.
Anything else for Tori? Thank you,
Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks. The mic sounded better, by the way, at the second half of that. So I don't know if you guys even need to adjust anything else.
I just got a little closer to it, so we'll keep that in mind.
It was about that far.